David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, 2 Samuel 23:1, asks the questions, Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle, and who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart. He that slandereth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 15. Most people desire to obtain the favor of Jehovah, favor being friendly regard, approval. The Apostle Paul spoke of his work as one of reconciling men to God when he said, "We are ambassadors, therefore, on behalf of Christ, as though God were entreating by us, we beseech you, on behalf of Christ, be ye reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. This reconciliation is necessary because man is dead through trespasses and sins, wherein ye once walked, according to the prince of the powers of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience. Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. Thus, the consequences of sin are expressly stated by Isaiah, saying, "Behold, Jehovah's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God." Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul indicated that as a result of sin, man is weak. Romans 5, 6. That is, without strength, ability, power, or means to come to God. While we were yet weak in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. Thus, while man was in this state of weakness, God commendeth his own love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and verse 8. Therefore, if you have a desire to obtain favor from Jehovah, you must understand that it is not provided apart from his Son. Nevertheless, there are certain qualities of character that one must possess in order to dwell in Jehovah's favor, as David proposed in the 15th Psalm. The tabernacle and the holy hill of Zion were places from which the divine presence and favor of Jehovah was made known. The 15th Psalm begins with the question, "Who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?" The remainder of the psalm answers these questions. During the next few Daily Bread segments, we want to direct our attention to the answer that David proposes. That is, what character traits are essential to sojourn in Jehovah's tabernacle and dwell in his holy hill. We trust you will be able to join us for this series. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle John, who said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." John 3, 16, 17. Jesus fulfilled that mission the first time he came. The second time he comes, God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead, Acts 17, 31. To which Jesus said, "For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day." John 12, 47 and 48.